She's learned how to drop that jaw, and she's learned how to smile and get into her song. Amen. That's great. God bless you all. Thank you so very much. Take your Bibles, please, and turn with us for a few moments to Psalm 118. I know you thought I was going to say 119, and that would be scary, wouldn't it be? Psalm 118 and verse 27, the last three verses of the chapter. Let's look at these three verses here tonight for a few moments. Psalm 118, verse 27 says, God is the Lord, which hath showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Let me pause there for a moment. God is the Lord. He is Jehovah. That's what we can see there. Capital L with the lowercase capital O, capital R, capital D. And when you see that in your Bible, that is Yahweh. That is the translation of Jehovah God, the covenant-keeping God. God is Jehovah, which hath showed us light. He has given us that covenant with him. And then he says, because of that, bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Think about this with me. We spent some time looking at the tabernacle last time. And as we think about the tabernacle, and out there in front of the tabernacle is the brazen altar, and that's where the sacrifices were brought. And a spotless lamb would be laid there upon the altar. And as they laid that sacrifice on the altar, it was at that moment a living sacrifice. At that moment it was. And it had to be bound to the horns of the altar, or else it would scamper away, you know. And so they would bind it to the horns of the altar, and then they would take a knife and they would sacrifice it unto the Lord, and then they would burn it as a sacrifice unto him. Now, doesn't the Bible tell us in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. The altar that we are placing ourselves upon is a cross of self-denial, a place of sacrifice, an altar, if you think of it that way. Romans 12, verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. So sometimes whenever we come to a revival meeting, we come to a church service, God gets a hold of our heart, and we're going to surrender our life unto him. Not about salvation, about service, about faithfulness. It might last for a day, and then that living sacrifice will get distracted and climb off that cross, climb off that altar. And so if you're serious about serving God, then you need to do some things on purpose and say, I am going to make sure and do some things to keep serving him, to make sure that self is on that altar. A secure sacrifice, a secure sacrifice. And then look at the next verse. Verse 28 says, Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. We saw first that we need to secure the sacrifice to the altar, and secondly, we need to personally praise him. Personally praise. Let me show you from the verse here. Thou art my God. That's personal program. My God. And I will praise thee. It wasn't good enough for David to praise God. We have to praise him. Personally, it's not good enough for mom or dad to praise God. We need to praise him personally. We read on, Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. That's why in a few moments, we're going to give you this opportunity to personally give him praise. Now, some people, you'd rather take a bullet than stand up in front of people and talk. I understand that. I know that. But think about this. If the Lord Jesus Christ is your God, that means the most important thing to you is not what people think about you, but what people think about him. Whatever you feel is most important in your life, that's who you worship. That's what the God is of your life. So if it's a hobby, if it's a sport, If it's a bank account, if it's your health, if it's your children, none of those things are bad. None of those things are bad. But if they become the God of your life, then it becomes bad. So he says, thou art my God. Personally praise. Have a secured sacrifice. And last, look at verse 29. Then we can give thanks unto the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. You will find that phrase many times in the book of Psalms. For his mercy endureth forever. The Hebrew word is hesed. Hesed. H-E-S-E-D in our types of, and there's a guttural pronunciation on the H. And it's as close, it's translated mercy. It's as close in the Old Testament to our understanding of the New Testament word grace. His mercy, his goodness, his loving kindness, his grace. If there's nothing else that we can thank God for, we certainly can thank him for that. Now, you know that gratitude and grace comes from the same root word, gratitude and grace. Also, the word thank and the word think come from the same root word. So the song that we opened with here tonight, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done, if you'll think about it. Now, I don't know about you, but whenever I start thanking God, it's just hard to stop. Because we realize as we're thanking him how grateful we should be.